Chete our community on Banante Kiribas Voice FM 104.6.
Kia ora, talafatu, and kona Māori from the Kiribas Voice FM 104.6 with Charles, and it is so lovely having a great company. I will be with you for the next hour. Kona Māori me konana Kiribas, you are New Zealand, the Kiribas Voice. Kona konana kona our website, planetaudio.org.nz. I was putting on a one up in Mayo in Auckland, he points here for you. The Midorani on Tia Wayo, he had a big work on his and Katorai, and a quaki, a kabogi, the program Mayo, you know, the Pacifica Micron Services, Charitable Trust. My Rami then Charles, I'll come then in a Homero, the Tayo. I mind as Wagios and a Kokira and the Tataro and Wadirik. Sabota kina tungon. Tiyat wata mea matamaka sa tatarono ko imti tayo yu sa pasigo ilong tami mea roire ipa kuna rani ila ilong daro kangura yu may mona ni karukotu kina. So ring yata rira manira eke ato ato ana kini trabaho ten te orki ani yat kapipiti aki. Karike si pangara men daro kangura yu o kakapaya yu aratan ngura. Ntapa ki ang ura mei. Ayu aratataro. Narani Yesu Kristo ay arawaya ora sa kami. Amen. Kone me ori men banan kiri basa te yesa ni katoro yenga ni ita da pego tena notice ka wale ke sna kana watu weta ndaro nda kamta tani ye ye oi munda na nguna ngu won kuna nda bara kiri basa sna kame uno nora ngu ora kuna ra be kiri basa ai ke arangi tangi roi a yo ki tarai na banga mi sara ngu ora banga tangi ran ran bubusi kana koi mi community notice mi katika roi mi bubusi a kamo na ntara pono ngu ndana bara ya ke roi wa wani watu wana ni mewa wani watu wana akia akia aku tu mesti orang ramai, orang ramai yang Auckland. Atau yang hari ini terkena orang yang kau terkena ni apa? Kau mesti orang mana mesti boleh orang ramai. Ayah sana ni yang ia pas orang ramai tu korang angkat ni. Ayah sana pangkat ni dia ya. Ibu kita kan ni tu dah yo. Asal orang ramai tu kau nak kahai. Ayah kami orang. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the pēne o metai kama kuri o New Zealand e asani kama to aki ki e tangwaki a pēne si tapu ina metai e yante tuani kama kuri naro nei kuri e ni kapu waki namma kuri inta maise yaki ki e yante moine bō e tātangaki ki te minimum wage e rei ndeke e mpongi ni musarawa e awa te wiki e te ipo mia in kane e asani koro tunga te ririki mea ni minima kuri tai kari eia pēne e ia yoni kaiko kuri e ina tai na metam Nora our website at www.employment.gov.nz/Kiribas. Kana kota ko pake ina me tam mere ke yan to ni kama kuri ale ta ko sanga ra ki to ye ye kwa ta ye pa ere kena ba yo na koina o si kona ni popoki tara po na kon na context center de po ta kene makuri e ministry of business innovation and employment and the number e ake o anu ake ake wo wa ake wo wa ake wo wa ake
Bongi on the Kiribas Voice. Welcome to the Kiribas Voice. Well, the way Tangani Kim Gan and Tate Yu started here when they on the North Island. Namakinaki take a garaun tapa like a fangare. Duat kaki nako whanganui nako sanakon te South Island te kakarauna pe e kora kora I on te Nelson e kota ki mea Greymouth Christchurch Invercargill on the South Island anastarai tāpoi ka te ariringa ngane pon Hamilton e riringa ni kota ki mea Wellington e na wananginang on Wellington te bonga iu Auckland or Hamilton. So that I am going to Auckland, Auckland Central, North Shore, Waitakere, Manuka, Upunua. They are going to give a one in a Kagarau to Bungating Abung, or the Kanabung in a one in a Kagarau. I want the Kornabung in a Kagarau. Or the Tapas in a Kagarau. Makota ia putera ina rigin de bonga de tokon bonga de tapes tu ia yo. Punta Pacific Festival. Au ganda nga bangi ada kona mana ngalo de Pacific ganda saya ana kona ata tu eta. Kanda kanda nga ki pae ina warang nang ngan ka karo. De tokon de karbon a de tapes. De la gure ngusa kanda nom kona ki mai mai. Asana ko an flafuti tuvalu, takina kita bonga yo ba. Yang orang inang, ika karau. Terlebih mahu atau kamu buat. Yang kiri pasi payah dikitarawa. Tapi kena kita payah orang inang itu pengayu. Editing. Terlebih terkamu buat. Senora main ingin tari tu orang itu ya bus yang Auckland. Tapi kena kita payah ya bus. Ya orang nak tari kita orang kini ngabung. Jawab ni mahu. Emang ya bus tari kata orang kai jawab terlebih betul mana. Yang kata ni ngaji payah emang orang nak orang tari jawab ni mahu. Ayan mga yabus tari nga nye tiyaw at tupi na kiti kwa natin pala tiyaw at tupi tupi metuwanan nga nye ito natin metuwanan na mga yabus tari nga tayo kayo kwa nire ang nila pang nga nga update ibukin na mataya and the weather di ko taki mamangin tari tura mati yabus atarakin the weather yun tuwalu di ko taki mekilipas Oh. Welcome to Melbourne, Melbourne, the best voice, FM 104.6 with Charles and May Auckland. Come as person, all I don't know, we, the banana in the end. I bring the mirror always and the more Nico, we don't know, meant to me, we, as who banana I can and cutting it on a man, Guna Naika and Skiroi. Ah, so now we're arguing at the coroner's as person, and the young and the book in the back of the mirror and the boom.
Yakan Bobo Tawano, holding our comrades surrounded by the legal session on air, Yon Gawina Sina, Maru Yema, Yia Faleto, Annie Yon Gawina. In Nania, what I about the Pacifica Festival 2018 is around the corner. It is on Saturday, a few days away from now. Akandan Nagdanan Ki, best communities, Pacific communities, Bahana participate and the festival on. Etakinakipa, the event are you? You don't know what the bone. It is one of the world biggest Pacific festival. Experience the Highland life in the Pacific way. I participate. Dengan debongan, emo pun mente kanobong, karo wate tapas. Oh, karo wate kanobong, eh nangi lawat. Teka meta ko mayroy tanan Pacific Village, eh tapi meta wana may siya, eh nangi lawat tapat yaya tanan, kuna nori yaya tanan many colors of sound Pacifica. Oh, de kuna nora bente kibas Village, yai awa aya store nte daya yo, wawate food store. Wawa the handicraft store. Itakinakinti Narunokong Wakupa, the Auckland Kiribati Society Incorporated, may on Auckland. Nayakana stage the whole day. Nayari and Kia got up in the Grand the Yong and Arapokan, Auckland, Kedomina on Auckland. Awanaganati, one of the public free events. Kawan anda kau ye, mentabung ya, kawan abung, wapi mewah, ye pun dalam mengenai mes,
ena mo pun menti awar wewa di kara kote oni mewan te pagantai on te tapis ar wopin mewa yi buina mga ina mes ena mo yi menti awar te buina di kara kote awa awa te tala me yon tai te ita para ayo am tai no ri a kain te pete peki celebrate a culture celebrate a dance a paina mai ye a handicraft o a kanai a te amareki kanda no ri a te nan hotin pacifico hotin deki food ki a karoki pun menti pete peki Osa ni kaka na te peri era na ki pa te tari ni kiri pas. Es I tu wana ringa na. Osa ni kaka na te peke I me te botoru. Ha ha. Awana gira botari ki. Ta ita para. Roko na kon te Pasifika Festival. Ako na nora na ta iama I. Ai a kata urua I kain hexi. Kain toko minu ti me Yorkland. Eki nga I angane. Anaka me ta kuku ngane. Ni kano wante kiri pas peris. Me ai a tari na. Awa pa iki asa ni kata urua I. Sinangora ari ngane to korana isa na pali ne yanta yu. Uringa par kongrari mina liko session on e mina yo Con American Men Banana Kidbus Voice, FM 104.6. It is lovely having your great company. And we've got on the line now is our lovely lawyer, and this is Hia Faletau. We have a topic to discuss with you this time, and it is to do with the right of, or let me see, what's the topic here? What's your topic for us today, Hia Faletau?
Yeah, hi Charles, always good to be on the program this morning. Today we'll be going over family law, looking particularly into enduring powers of attorney. So this is, for example, if somebody wants to appoint another person to make decisions on their behalf, if they've lost capacity or before they lose capacity, what they can do, if they want family members to make decisions about their welfare and other property that they might have. So we'll be going over enduring powers of attorney, basically what it is, what the difference are, and what happens if someone loses their capacity before creating an enduring power of attorney or appointing someone to make decisions on their behalf.
Yeah, cool. And now let's go from there, if you may elaborate further for us to understand what is a power of attorney.
Yeah, so for the listeners out there, an attorney is a trusted person that someone, for example, the donor can appoint to make decisions on their behalf. So the power allows that person to make decisions. So this can be in relation to their welfare and also their property if they have any. And it's also important that when you are appointing an attorney, that you appoint someone who is trusted or that would be able to act in your best interest. So if you're wanting to appoint somebody or appoint an attorney to act on your behalf, the law requires you to have mental capacity. So that's the capacity to know what you're actually doing and what the power is that you're giving to that person, because it's quite a big decision that someone will be making on your behalf. So it's important that when you're giving that power to that person or to the attorney, that you're having full capacity or that you fully understand what's happening. So there are two types of powers that you can give to someone. The first is called an ordinary power of attorney, which we'll talk about later on in our session. And then the second is something called an enduring power of attorney, which we'll elaborate more. We'll talk about more throughout this enduring power of attorney session that we'll be going through.
Now, so in a nutshell, if you may explain to our listeners, what is the difference between an ordinary power of attorney and the endurance power of attorney?
I can do that. So what happens is that it comes down to the capacity of the person. So an ordinary power of attorney will give the person appointed authority to act on behalf of the donor, while they still have mental capacity. So what happens in this kind of appointment is, for example, if the donor is traveling overseas and they want, for example, a family member to make decisions on their behalf while they're away or while they're not in New Zealand, that's basically called an ordinary power of attorney. So it usually comes to end when the donor loses mental capacity. So after that, after they've lost mental capacity, what happens is that you technically would be applying for an enduring power of attorney. So in comparison, this enduring power of attorney only comes into effect when the person who's giving the authority loses mental capacity. So once they've lost mental capacity, you then, as the person who's been appointed, will be able to make decisions in relation to that person's welfare and other property, if they've got any, which we spoke about before. So this is basically a power that is commonly used when the donor wants to ensure there will be someone to look after their affairs. So, for example, if you can't make decisions on your own or you lack mental capacity, this is when the enduring power of attorney will come into effect. So that's why it's important to choose someone who you trust and someone who will be able to have your best interest when making those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Now, you keep saying lacks of mental capacity. Can you explain that? What does that mean?
Yeah, so capacity is really important when it comes to enduring power of attorney. So a person lacks mental capacity if they're not able to make and understand decisions on their own. If the person can no longer, know the consequences of any decisions that they make, There are also other situations where you can lose capacity. For example, if you can no longer communicate or, you know, communicate and make decisions on your own, and you can, you know, communicate that to other people. So the other another way that someone will be able to lose capacity is if they're no longer completely competent to manage their own property affairs. So basically, you'll lose capacity if you're unable to make decisions on your own, or even if you are, that you don't know or that you're unaware of any consequences, or you can't foresee any consequences that will come out of your decisions that you make. So if one is unsure about another person's mental capacity, what usually happens is you get a doctor's assessment, and the doctor will then confirm whether or not that person has the required mental capacity. So that's really important, especially if, for example, a person is in hospital and they're wanting to appoint somebody. We usually get a doctor's confirmation to state that they do have capacity and that they understand what they're doing, and that they know that the power they're giving to the other person is basically making decisions for them. So it's really important to note that mental capacity is required if you're wanting to give authority to somebody else to make decisions on your behalf.
And provided there's a doctor assessment confirming that, right?
Yes, so the doctor's assessment, it helps the enduring power of attorney because it confirms that, you know, the person who's giving the authority knows what they're doing, and you've got medical evidence to support it.
Now, let's go back again to enduring power of attorney. When does it end?
Yeah, so an enduring power of attorney comes to end when the donor, the person who's given you the authority, passes away. Or the person who's got the authority can no longer fulfill their duties. So this is either if they're bankrupt or if they've passed away, or even if them themselves lose capacity. There are also other ways that it can end. So, for example, the family court can cancel the attorney's appointment. And so that's really important if there's a court case being brought against you, or if there's claims being brought against you as the attorney because you haven't been able to fulfill your duties. There are also other ways that it can come to end. The donor can cancel it. They can revoke or change the enduring power of attorney. But if they're going to do that, they need to prove that they still have mental capacity to change those or cancel that enduring power of attorney.
And what happens if someone loses their mental capacity before creating and entering power of attorney?
So if someone loses their mental capacity before they were able to execute the power of attorney, then that person will not be able to appoint an attorney. So like we said before, you need to have that capacity. So if somebody wishes to be appointed, they would need to apply to the courts, and the courts will make the decision will make the decision of whether or not you'll be appointed as an enduring power of attorney. So the court can appoint you as a welfare guardian or a property manager to make decisions in relation to the person's health and property. So if someone's lost their capacity before they've appointed someone, a family member can always just apply to the courts, and the courts can appoint them as a welfare guardian or property manager. So the orders will only be made by the family court if they're satisfied that the person you're applying to have that power over lacks capacity, or that they're unable to understand the decisions. So there are certain things that the courts look at if you are applying yourself. So basically they'll look at the capacity of the person who you're trying to, or you're wanting to have power over. So if you're wanting to apply to get the enduring power of attorney or to be appointed as a welfare guardian, you can find these forms on the Ministry of Justice website. And it's also important to note that there's no fee if you're wanting to file this application, which is really important if you're making, decisions about a person's life or property. So that's basically what you can do if you're wanting to get enduring power of attorney over a person.
Yeah. And in a nutshell, if you leave our listeners with, what would be your message to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I think the key message here is for our listeners out there to appoint an enduring power of attorney, or to appoint a family member who you trust that would be able to make decisions on your behalf. So it's important to do it while you've still got capacity and not leave it too late, for example, once you're lying in the hospital bed. So it's better to get every, you know, get this appointment done while you're still able and while you've still got that capacity, because that's one of the main requirements if you're wanting to appoint someone. And if you are going to appoint someone, just appoint a family member that you trust and that you know would have your best interest in mind, because at the end of the day, they'll be making decisions about you while you can't make it on your own. So I think those are the key messages for our listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you're wanting to talk more about it, if you're wanting help, then you are free to call our number, which is 09274-4966. So that's Community Legal Services South Trust. And we provide free legal services for those who live within our area or come within our income criteria.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Pacifica Festival is around the corner. Any words to our listeners?
Yes, so for our listeners out there, just keep an ear out on our program. We will continue it, and hopefully everybody out there is picking up on our legal sessions and learning something from it. So it's always good to be on the program, like I said, every week, and it's always good to be getting that information out there to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And thank you very, very much for your time. Look forward to having you again next week. What do you have in store for us?
Yeah, so next week we'll be going over the Hague Convention. So this is non-removal orders as well. For example, if children are wanting to travel overseas and the parents are not together, what happens and what can they do about it?
Oh, good. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Here, honey, bring the program of the legal session and the Mental Community Legal Services South Trust. The number I'm going to tell 2744966, extension number 7. And that's our legal educator here, Faleta. I'm going to tell you about the Pacific Festival in the Western Springs, Cook Islands, Hawaii, Niue, Tokelau, Tuvalu, Solomon.
Ni patria o merta.
Ah, kalau memang mana kita pasti. Ah, tetapi you ye itu notice nak kau ta Nora. Ayo ada apa semua yang kau ye, apa yang kau ye, kita pas. Yang aku pelan tuan tapi kita mau orang ye. Nak pun, mana kau ke nak pun the ceremony official handing over and taking over exercise. Ada in a Karawaki, Iron Hawaii. Nak pun kita pas. Ayo ni dekat dekat mana the Pacific Collection Access Project, the PCAP. Parong ayak ite program at the project ayo iron the Hawkland War Memorial Museum in collaboration with the Kiribati peoples. Kain na wai ngay ka na ano karawat yani go vayo ayar yete official ceremony yon nani. Ela karaw kinta pong yete mo na pong wabi mo ano wani mes. Dito tapo ay Hawkland Museum the event center. Mantitalante awan mawa karawa itlante awan yawa. Uling apa yung the refreshments I provided? Ekagawa kipa kana ko naroko. Dito kiy may Charles ano kan the number yung akia wawa o no one mawa isuwa to one wawa mawa the number again akia wawa o no one mawa isuwa to one wawa mawa. Ekagawa kipa kana ko asa pa koro ko kiko kipa yon na yataki may siya kana naroko ibukin the catering kaya ibukin katawan tama rake ibukin nake anaroko. Kamu pesan apa? Awak dengan itu notice. Kamu harus kira kira kamu orang. Kamu kau yang ramai. Orang kau kira kira. Nampak mana pun gayu. Ewap email atau way ini mes. Ini terlalu yang time ini terlalu jauh nu. Orang kau itu terlalu jauh nu. Ani kani. Yang nak kita ending over exercise kita ending over official ceremony. Iro nawai. Naku kira pas. Naku kira pas. Kanuana ada the program. Kamu kanaru napa kamu loko. Kamu anu orang kanan the program terdekat. Si wo tiang na rin na dito 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 nga kamna pa at katan watan ni mende Hawkland Museum no kaya kani kira pas kung ano meron meron kira pas na no kaya kani na dito ko na nga naisa na pan ani yung wala pa na katan na rin program ayo ano tayo yung kani tungo na rin kaya Ekipes ng tangi to kuna yu. Ngayon, hani, yasan yung mga uniyamina to kuna yung kangay ayo, tuwa na may tormon. Tuwa na may tormon. O, kanda na nga pa yarari, yan ako oro ay tangi na ako yung kikang dito sa ura.
Oh, I'm like a man.
FM 104.6 with Charles o pantakakay ito kay Corona yung namukha mo na ayo pag yung namukha mo na antakakatokan may pong sakano kay para punan kilibas kamarana kilo na yung for the 12 bauro to aurora crossover kilibas FM 89.0 ane nga ni man tiyawa no one the month ayrik ni karo nga tiyawa isuwa kay tiyawa no kam mga rita abi yung orang ane manan kilibas at tabo kia kia yung radio 531 BI ane milo na yung tato ni tatayo metin Charles o kangura pun man tiyawa tabo yun Kalau kau hati awak, one thing apa? Oh, ikan demi radio ni kau tak kira. Ayo, Kilbas Voice FM 104.6. Eki, agak kau demi tua arta tani Kilbas. Kau demi tua ya teri tak kira gue elok sa patra paika. Ari kau untuk kau mianati. Awal ni kau patra nak tahu tak? Aki kau boh aki. Ayah lekap boh kau demi radio ikan. Oh, teri tak kira mianati Kilbas. Selang orang tu korang nangan jadi menasa. Kilbas Voice, Gopan Nongan, Melon Ten Charles, May Oakland, FM 104.6, Nongan website, that is planetaudio.org.nz. Or, I think I can bobo, Udinga Pan, Gakatoa, Kanemabung, ye mi ka ngora re ka ka ko ni fu le chu pa ro ta ro ni ko ta ki ma ta po ki ki ha ni ro ni ye de ta cho ni ma ten charles on ta ka na bung da bang ni en ri ki na kon te ta bung ta ka na bung weekend yo u ri nga te pacific festival ani ro mi ka mi ga ni ki pa se ka ka mi yo te na kon ma ta ku ma yin Tepetepeke, Nora Tiranda Marake, Mentepetepeke, Kororia, Awan, Waki, the Pacific Festival, Punimentia, or do I want thing album, and in Tapunga at the Carnival. Then the Tapas, a moment of the winner, Nicaragua. The Tower Way want the Carnival, Menting Abu, Nicaragua, the only one, the Tanami on Tai. Woo Abuina. If you give me a kit, I'm thinking a table boogie begin by me, come on and park, you buy a free park, you have the unit check. Ako mbele nito kanta pasimika ni na kundi Pacific Festival of the Western Springs. Wane kani, te bukin na matay. Na kundi mwana pong kani, te pota karyera na kipa te Pacific Collection Access Project ayo mende Auckland Memorial War Museum, ayo de Auckland Museum. Tening ko, wairo ya kain naway, na ko ya kain kiribas. Kaya de, menti awa ni mewa. Itila ni mewa, ante tanami kong tayo, karo itila ni awa. I don't know about what I'm talking about.
Voice FM 104.6.
Ayo rokon tokin na ko ngora ko mesin ara ba usan ora karko atukina. Tai na payo no honte wiki ana roko. Mi ko ngora yo re kapo ki kana ko na pun mente Pacific Migrant Services Rami Den Charles. To ngora no honte wiki ana roko uringa ba ye ara ko ngora re skano ko yo honte waste minimization. Ara kandaninga ba ye ana tawra ye tsa meroro ngan ne ka para para na pare te zero waste. Control. I want to know on the weekend or one of the Sidon again and the Project Donor, but may you know, Clinic. Ami kau orang apa dari kusiasan yang apa nuki ina pangani. Yei bayi romi, tadi tapar kamu nanti tak kena kau iran tenam pare. Akeh wowa wowa, oh no one mewa, isua isua, tuana wowa mewa. Tenam pare kian akeh wowa wowa, oh no one mewa, isua isua, tuana wowa oh ni mewa. Ayah orang tu kita kau orang, elah tiga orang yang mungkin dah yo, apa tu kau kata orang kuasan orang yang mana di kau orang tu kita. Aurang apa ya busti orki the flu yon New Zealand ngaya di topeng menti terlepas uang menti kararoa teperka atau roto wararoa menti orki. Ayah pun aku tukarai nak imingan nanti weekend ayo kan nanti tukarai sama ngapun apa nak nanti tata enaruk.
Tampangora at Kidipas Voice FM 104.6.